never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
I hear the memories. Listen, there we go. Alfred Tobella, the legend himself, is here. Everyone knows him as Shorty. You know, there was an Ibos festival. You were on the roof.
Oish.
It was at the Jägermeister tent. You were right on top there, surrounded by people.
They asked me to come down. I said, that's going to die. I'm just enjoying the view.
Yes. It's probably like 1,000 people around.
Jeez, like I was having the concert.
Yes. You were surrounded by fans. And that's still, when you go to places, you still get that?
But I still get that. When I remember that time at Anybos, when I hear the story that they say, Shorty, please come down. I say, why? Because I'm enjoying the view. No, sorry, we have to close this place. What? Tell me what's wrong. No, the other lady nearly died because of Jägermeister. Please come down. We are closing the Jägermeister.
Listen now. I was counting the movies, just the Schuster ones, Schuster and Shorty ones. 9 of them. Is it 9?
I think so.
It's Oshaks. It's Untag.
Oshaks comes Untag.
That was the first one.
Yeah, bo.
Then Sweet and Short.
Yeah, bo, number 2.
Then Mr. Bones.
Yeah, bo, number 3.
Well, Yebo number 4 is Oshaks of Khatfall. Yeah?
Oshaks of number 4, Yebo of Khatfall, yeah.
Mama Jack.
Mama Jack, I think, is number
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, five.
Mr. Bones 2 is 6. Chabalala, Shaks Chabalala's Survival Guide to South Africa.
Yebo.
Mad Buddies.
Yeah, bo.
Shaks Your Country Needs.
You must remember there's other space there. If you say 1, 2, 3, 4. I thought you were counting the movies of Leon Schuster when I started joining.
Yeah, well, how many has it been?
Because I was split by Zulu and my stoop.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah, bo.
So there's a lot. There's a lot
because.
Yes.
Sweet Untag, Sweet and Short, Heartfall, Mr. Bones 1, Mr. Bones 2. Mama Jack and Shak Shabalala Survival Guide, Mad Buddies, this other Frank and Fearless.
Man,
and did you get a Frank and Fearless on your list?
I don't have it on my list, but you're right, Frank and Fearless is there.
Yes.
Now, I just got this famous laugh of yours. We used to have a traffic guy, he's now between 9 and 12, Lali. Tabiso Kambule, who was also known for his laugh.
Okay.
But your laugh
came number one.
Came number one, and it actually got you originally the role.
I think it was that competition was a Kellogg's, I think something.
Yeah.
Star, Kellogg's.
Mm.
And then who vote for us? It was the children, they were voting for us.
Best laugh.
And this elections, it happened at the Coca-Cola Dome.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now, I just need to remind people, that laugh actually got you initially. Schuster heard the laugh and he said, I want this guy.
I can tell you about that story. It was like, you know, when you are used to work for children's program and you never done the movies with the other big oaks out there. Mm. And then they say, I think there's someone want to see you. So who's that? My late manager, Ken Gampo.
You know, I actually knew Ken Gampo. I knew who it was. I was a big fan of Ken Gampo's. Can you believe this? I always thought that guy was fantastic, Ken Gampo.
Obvious, because if I remember, people, they know him most. It was this movie called John Ross.
Oh, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was pulling a ship, and they make him like a strong guy, he packed the ship.
Yeah.
They make him a slave.
Yeah, now I remember Ken Gampo well. So he was your manager?
He was my manager. Then he came to me and says, no, you went past in the studio. Then he heard that Leon Schuster was doing, you want to shoot like Oshaks comes Untag.
But you didn't know who Leon Schuster was,
did you? I didn't know Leon Schuster.
Yeah.
You know, you sometimes we you kids grow up and you start seeing the white skin, then you start getting scared. Eh?
So you hear this man's looking for what? What are they telling?
And he was looking for young kids, but to act in his movie.
And you, how old at this point?
That time I was started acting with Leon Schuster. I was 18 years.
Yeah.
That was 1990.
So you couldn't find a kid because obviously they struggle with their lines.
You find the kids, but the problem with the kids is to read the script.
Mm.
To feed the kid the lines, how long it will take?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It will take long, and then that will cost your budget.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
But luckily, they say, okay, let's do the auditions. I did the auditions, and then I read my script. They say, are you done? I say, yes. Then we do it. And when we do it, then he just look at me. He didn't have that guts. He says, I've got this guy. Then it was about lunchtime. He did a joke. When he make a joke, it was the most funniest joke ever.
Can you remember the joke?
I can't remember, but the way I cracked.
It was like this.
I was cracking exactly like that. Then after, you know what he did? He clicked his finger. He went like, That's the one I want.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Alvin Dombella on the show.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.